It's 5:20 here. We're on the fifth floor of Cooper Medical School.
What's going on, guys? This is Maddie here.
And this is Alex.
And I'm Anshul.
And we are going to be talking about how the healthcare contributes to climate change.
Mm-hmm. So when you think of healthcare, you think of hospitals, like where the action happens. You think, like, what do you think of when you think of hospital?
I think of, like, you know, healing, people going there to get better.
Mm-hmm. Like acute treatment, like they present with XYZ, and then they come out with hopefully their symptoms having been treated. But are there any other ways you guys think that the hospital could also be impacting people and just society as a whole?
Yeah, I think there's really an underlying problem in our society right now, and that is climate change. And I think hospitals are one of the things that people don't think about immediately because it is a place of healing and where people are supposed to be, you know, getting better and not getting worse, which is what climate change does.
Right. But can you also argue, though, that, you know, healthcare workers and just as a whole, like, just don't have time to really worry about the environment? They're worried about saving lives, and that takes priority.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting argument, especially when you consider, you know, a provider's job is to do no harm. But if the institution that they're working in is doing harm, then that kind of defeats the purpose of their job. They're sending people back out into environments that do them harm.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
And going back to Maddie's previous point, healthcare as a whole actually contributes a lot to the national carbon footprint. According to one study, the U.S. healthcare system makes up 7.9% of the national carbon footprint. So when we think about this, the hospitals are primarily treating people for acute injuries, but at the same time, they're contributing to chronic healthcare dilemmas in the long run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So where are the waste that hospitals are creating? Like, where is that coming from?
So it comes from many different areas. You can think of, like, patient transport, space and water heating. Think about, like, all the electricity that goes into patient care. Where is this electricity coming from? A lot of hospitals rely on fossil fuels. And actually, this one study I was looking at that was published in The Lancet in 2020 found that healthcare services accounts for around 140 megatons of carbon dioxide emissions from this fossil fuel electricity. So that's clearly a big issue.
Yeah, and I think it's almost paradoxical when you think of climate change in hospitals, because the hospitals are treating the problems that climate change is creating, like, say, for instance, extreme heat. Since the global temperatures are rising, there's more and more heat, extreme temperatures and heat waves, which cause heat stroke, dehydration, especially in vulnerable populations.
Right, and that can also lead to wildfires, and this can make the air quality much more poor, and can lead to a bunch of chronic conditions as well. Obviously, extreme weather events like hurricanes and flooding, and then tick and mosquito-borne diseases will become more of an issue as well. I don't know if any of you guys want to expand on that or any other problems that are associated with this.
Yeah, I think there just are a whole bunch of problems that the healthcare industry has to address, like the tick and mosquito-borne, insect-borne diseases. Like, they have to treat the issues, but then they're also contributing, you know, like, nearly 10% of the carbon emissions. So it's just this endless cycle.
And those are just long-term consequences that occur from healthcare's consumption of fossil fuels and emission of carbon into the atmosphere. But that's not to mention all of the waste that are accumulated by these hospitals as well.
Right.
We know personal protective equipment is very, very important, but at the same time, they're single use, they're disposable waste. And these can range from sterile wrappers, syringes, gloves, masks, gowns, swabs.
Right, but don't you want those to be disposable, though? I mean, isn't that the most sanitary, most hygienic thing to do?
I think that there are definitely ways that hospitals can do better. For instance, the blue wrap that surrounds, like, you know, like surgical equipment, mm-hmm. when in the ORs,
right.
Those can be completely recycled and reused instead of being thrown out. So there are ways to make the disposable items more, you know, like reusable and recycled. And especially when you think about crises that we're going through, like the COVID pandemic, innovation happens at like astronomical times. So I think the more we need better green options and, you know, better things for the environment, people will come up with ways and better products to make it happen.
I agree. And I think another thing that's very important is providing the means for appropriately disposing these items.
Right.
One major consequence that occurs and is actually a short-term consequence of hospital waste are, for example, sharp waste. And in needle stick injuries, they say that among those infected, they have a risk of being infected of hepatitis B virus, hepatitis C virus, sometimes even HIV. So these are just one ways that hospital waste are directly and immediately impacting people's health.
Right. And when I toured Cooper's Hospital, actually, the needle waste was not, it wasn't as, you know, like people weren't using the waste as they should. They were throwing gloves in the needle waste and it was overflowing. So there's things that we need to work on as a hospital system to inform patients and providers and other staff members of the hospital how to dispose of waste and what we can do to prevent these injuries to people.
So what are some solutions that we could think of?
Well, I think one of the first ones, like this is really low-hanging fruit, is just getting electricity from more environmentally friendly sources, such as solar and wind, just alternative sources.
Yeah, going away from fossil fuels and going to more renewable, for sure. And then also there are so many different examples that so many hospitals are doing. Like, for example, to decrease food waste, some hospitals are creating their own community gardens on their rooftops. And so it provides more food, but it also provides less need for heating and electricity in a hospital overall because of the garden on top of the roof. So they're really, really cool and innovative ways that more and more hospitals are coming up with to be more green.
I think ultimately, though, not one solution is going to solve all of these problems. If anything, it's going to be small solutions, that's small problems that are ultimately going to accumulate and hopefully have some sort of positive effect to reverse our deleterious impact on climate change.
And I think that's a good
change.
Point that you bring up, you know, because if you think about everything, like, and if you make huge goals that might be unattainable, that's just counterproductive. If you just work your way little by little, like small manageable goals, you can eventually like chip away at the problem.
Right, and I think it all comes down to awareness in the beginning and to get people more involved and involved in the effort to make these changes.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been Climate Change with Anshul,
Maddie,
and Alex.
Thanks for listening.
Take care.